This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
If you're headed to work right now, is there something that you need for your job, like cannot do your job without it, that you had to buy yourself, like purchase it? The company didn't provide it. 314-531-9898. Do you think the company should provide everything that you need for your job and that you shouldn't have to put money out of your own pocket? What made me think of this is teachers. We've been going to all these different schools. We're at like, 28 schools that we've collected handmade Valentines for those who are living in senior citizen living facilities. And every single school we walk in, the teachers are just so welcoming. They're such amazing people. They greet us with like hugs and open arms. And I'm always thinking to myself, these people are the best. They spend their hard-earned money, which they are underpaid probably, and they have to buy their own school supplies. That sucks. And it made me think of that happens all the time in lots of different industries. It happens in our industry.
Yep.
We have to buy our own headphones, and you can't do the job that we do without headphones. You can't hear callers. You can't hear the music. Like, we wouldn't be able to do our job without headphones, but our company like makes you buy your own headphones.
Yeah.
What is it for you? 314-531-9898.
It had gotten bad, so bad here, not only headphones, we had a paper shortage. And
we had to bring our own paper.
Yeah, they sent out like an email. Like, hey, we're a little paper.
Don't print anymore. Don't do this. And it's like, no, we kind of need this to do our job. And you're
funny.
Like,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
And then you got to bring in your own paper.
I mean, I'm the videographer for the show, and I was not provided a camera or a laptop that was efficient enough.
Like, yeah, we need you to film stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I think because they think you could film it on your phone nowadays, but like,
Which is not true at all.
So like, they're trying to do their makeshift stuff.
Same thing goes for like the headphones. I mean, they don't provide jack squat for the headphones, but for me, like, you need a good quality set of headphones, not like the like little Apple, you know, wired headphones. You need like a good set. And I also have to buy all of the time a little adapter to make it fit into the system that we use here at the radio station. So I've bought multiple of those. Yeah, same thing for me, like a work laptop, an iPad, like all this stuff.
An engineer. Sometimes.
Here we go.
That was another thing. You know, we're very short on our engineers, and it's like, we don't have enough. Hey, you know, can we take a class? Well, you can pay for a class. Wait a minute.
But this happens in other jobs. Like, I'm sure that somebody out there listening right now, like, oh, yeah, I bought that, and I need it for my job. What is it for you that you need for your job? Like, I wouldn't be able to do it, that you had to buy for yourself. I think I could be wrong. I think nurses have to buy their own scrubs.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you have to buy your own scrubs.
I think
like
that is true. My mom was a nurse.
I could be wrong. If you're a nurse, you could call and tell me how I do the job. Like, just show up in regular street clothes.
I have a friend. She's a high school science teacher, and she had to buy all of the lab equipment.
Yeah. Like,
wow.
This
what?
Happens
yeah.
in other jobs. Yeah. So what do you do for a living? And then what do you have to dish out your own money so you could actually do your own job? 314-531-9898. Also, thank you, teachers. We appreciate you. You are less than 5 minutes away from Luke Bryan tickets while we're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. Do you work a job where you have to buy something yourself that it is absolutely necessary for you to do your job? Can't do it without it, but they don't provide it, so I got to buy it. 314-531-9898. What made me think of this is because we've been going to 28 schools now and counting. So thank you to all those teachers that have called in, those principals that have called in. All these schools, so many of them had the story of, I went and bought all of the supplies, the art supplies, so my kids can make these Valentines for these seniors that are living in these assisted living facilities that we're going to hand deliver. We're actually going out today, even with this bad weather, and delivering them to some of the seniors starting today. So making sure that they can have love on Valentine's Day. And all these teachers, they provided these resources for our kids so those seniors could feel the love. I'm like, man, these teachers rock. What is it for you? Brendan, what's Brendan? What is it for you that you provide that you had to buy that is absolutely necessary for your job?
So for the first private ambulance company in the area that I worked for, they made me buy my own blood pressure cuffs, a pediatric, adult, and large blood pressure cuff.
Whoa.
And the pulse ox that we use to do oxygen readings.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds like it's important.
Yeah. Medical equipment? Wow. I never would have thought that.
Like all of a sudden you're on a call and like, do you got that? Like, no, my paycheck hasn't hit direct deposit yet, so I don't got it, so I don't know what to do.
Yeah. No blood pressure for you today.
Damn.
And all the other companies around here, they're not necessarily like this. And this was back in 2018 when I started, so I don't know if it's changed. But back then,
no, call them out. That sucks.
Wow.
I thought at least he wasn't like, I could buy our own ambulance.
Exactly.
Buy our own van. But that's still like crazy. Like all of a sudden, you're on a call in an emergency, and you're like, do you got that? Like, nah, couldn't afford it. Like, that's wild.
Sorry, you left him at home today.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Thank you so much for the call. Taylor, we were curious about this. As nurses, what are things as a nurse, as all these medical field people calling in, what is something that you have to buy that you absolutely need for your job?
So, yeah, we have to buy our own scrubs, like you guys had mentioned, and they get pretty expensive. So
really?
We only work. Yeah, they do. So the scrubs that you typically buy are, they range from like $30 to $40 a shirt.
A shirt. Oh, and you need pants too, right? You can't just go around without pants.
Oh, that's crazy.
You can't just go in, you know, with a shirt and nothing else. So you have to buy the pants, right? So essentially we're spending like $80 to $100 on a pair of scrubs.
And there's those specialty shoes that nurses wear. Don't you guys all wear the same shoe?
No, we don't.
I thought it's like some kind of like really comfy shoe that all the nurses like.
I think just most people opt into buying.
Yeah,
there's
some really. Yeah.
Well, what happens?
They're expensive.
What happens when you get the scrubs dirty? I'm watching The Pit on Max, and it's about a hospital and all that stuff. And they always like, okay, when the scrubs get dirty, they put it in a machine and they get new scrubs back on that. So if your scrubs get dirty, you have to you have to have multiple pairs of these scrubs.
Multiple pairs, yeah. I have multiple pairs of scrub. I have spent some hard-earned cash on the scrubs that I have. And what happens in my field is whenever I get them dirty, I try to rub them off, and then I go home and I wash them.
Wow.
We don't have no fancy trade-in machines where I work. And then another caveat about the scrubs is I used to work at one hospital, and whenever I moved over to another hospital, we had to wear different colors.
Oh.
So I used to wear gray. Yeah, and so I had to go out and buy all brand-new blue ones.
Damn.
On Facebook all the time people selling their scrubs for their like specific hospital that they have, so I guess I understand that now.
That's crazy. Well, thank you so much for you do, because I know nurses, that is such a challenging job, so we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mark, what is something that you have to buy that you absolutely need for your job? Mark?
Hello?
Yep.
Oh, hey, sorry.
No, you're good, Mark.
So I actually work with a bunch of mechanics, and my cousin's a mechanic, and they have to actually buy all their own small tools, so wrenches and, you know, pot jacks and all that. So
I don't know what a pot jack is, but it sounds expensive.
Yeah, right.
It's expensive. These guys spend $1,000 a year on tools easily.
Whoa.
Wow.
Well, that's another job, too. Like, they show up, they don't have the right tool. You're kind of SOL.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, no kidding.
Appreciate them a little more.
Yeah, wow. Thank you for the call, yeah.
Here we are complaining about our headphones.
Yeah.